You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and now welcome to our English news. The conference to review the performance of tasks assumed by the Permanent Board of Kansas City Party Committee and individuals of the board began on the morning of January 11th. With a high spirit of unity, the Permanent Board of the Party Committee focused on leading and directing the work of building a clean and strong party and political system, the implementation of synchronous and effective solutions to fulfill the targets set in the resolution in 2023. Although the results are not as expected, many important indicators gradually changed positively, maintaining a decent growth rate by 5.75% over the same period. Economic structure shifting in the right direction. Culture and society were focused and strictly managed. Political security was stable. National defense was maintained. Internal affairs, prevention and fighting of corruption and negativity were concerned to comply with regulations. Also this morning, Vice Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Nguyễn Thực Hiện attended a conference to review the implementation of tasks in 2023 at Kantor Investment Trade Promotion and Exhibition Fair Center. Last year, the center well implemented the principle of democratic centralism, strengthened political and ideological education, created changes in awareness and actions of workers, organized visits and enterprises to find out and promptly propose solutions to solve problems, particularly successfully organized the fair and exhibition Kansas City 20 Years of Achievement and Development. Yesterday afternoon, alternate member of the Party Central Committee, also Secretary of Kansas City Party Committee Nguyễn Văn Hiếu, had a meeting with the Party Personnel Board under the City People's Committee on the progress of some key projects in the city. Leaders of departments and centers also reported on the progress of implementing projects according to Resolution No. 45-2022 of the National Assembly on piloting some specific mechanisms and policies for the development of Kansas City, including stretching the Kantor Maritime Channel and setting up a center for connecting, producing, processing, and consuming agricultural products in the Mekong Delta in Kansas City. This morning, leaders of Kansas City Department of Industry and Trade coordinated with the Department of Economics and Infrastructure of Caldas Public Street to survey the export situation and production and business plans in 2024 at Thien Phat One Member Food Processing Limited Liability Company. In 2023, the company exported over 40,000 tons of Taiwan fragrant rice variety to Africa and the Philippines. The company cooperated with cooperatives in Đồng Tháp and An Giang to have a stable raw material reservoir for export for many years. The problems of bank capital were also gradually removed, so in the new year, the purchase of rice was guaranteed. The delegation of the Department of Development under the Ministry of Defense of the Kingdom of Cambodia, led by Lieutenant General Uk Khom PC, Director General of the Department, visited and offered wishes to leaders of Kansas City People's Committee. Receiving the delegation standing by Chairman Dương Tấn Hiển affirmed that the relationship between Vietnam and Cambodia is getting closer and stronger. Particularly, Kansas City is supporting training course for 5 students nominated by the Development Department to study at Kansas University of Medicine and Pharmacy. On the occasion of the delegation of professors and doctors from the United States to visit and provide health consultation in Kansas City from January 8 to 12, 2024, young professors and doctors of Nam Kansas University had the opportunity to coordinate in health examination and consultation for patients, thereby helping the team of doctors and medical staff of Nam Kansas University Hospital improve the quality of medical examination and treatment, serving the needs of examination, increasing healthcare of the people, and international integration of the hospital. The National Center for Hydrometeorological Forecasting forecast that the salinity drought situation in early 2024 may be high. Some provinces along the Tiền and Hậu River, such as Vĩnh Long, Cần Thơ, Bến Tre, and Tiền Giang, may experience local salinity drought. Therefore, the drought situation this type is likely to be very acute, and salinity will encroach deep into the coastal zone. And that's all now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye, and see you next time.